Go ahead. There is a word that will come forth which is not a premeditated word that is ordinary, but a word that is backed by the breath of life from the Spirit of God. Can you ask the Lord, say, Lord, under this atmosphere this morning, may my life be transformed. Can you be intentional? Lord, may my life be transformed this morning. The word of the Lord said, he sent his word and he healed them and delivered them from all their destructions. Say, Lord, send the word for my healing. Send the word for my elevation. Send the word for my transformation. Express yourself in prayer. Talk to the Lord. I don't believe you are here for just coming sick, but you are here to receive. He said they come, they appear unto Zion. He said they go from strength to strength, every man that appeareth in Zion. We have come to Zion, the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company, uncountable number of angels, to the assembly of the first begotten of God, Jesus, the prototokos of the We have come to where the spirits of just men are made perfect. We have come to the mediator of the new covenant, even the covenant of life eternal. Can you talk to the Lord and say, Lord, I recognize that under this atmosphere my life can be transformed. Bartimaeus saw Jesus and he beckoned upon the Messiah and shouted, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy upon me. The man was blind. And he called out to the Lord from the depths of his heart, from the womb of his spirit. And the Lord hearkened to that blind man. The Bible said Jesus stood still. Eternity stood still because a man called upon the Son of God. Eternity can still for you this morning to respond to the earnest of your soul. Say, Lord, this morning will not be like other morning. This Sunday will not be like every other Sunday. May I leave elevated. May I leave this place transformed. May I leave this place metamorphosed. May I leave this place conformed to the image of the Son of God. If I were you, I would be praying by now. The Spirit of life is here, even the Holy Ghost, the Ruach of the Father, the breath from the Father, the Spirit that dispenses life, the Spirit that is the herald of life and glory. We have come to encounter Him this morning. Talk to the Lord and say, Lord, this will be the threshold. This will be the threshold point for my transformation, both in life, in destiny, in my career, in my business, in my finances, in my work with you, in my health, and in all spheres of my life. Can you talk to him? Eli comente katamborodos. I kiti kiti mada his kiti vada kita hai. Erontom bebekande lima suanda kai. Eshamendo kom memelande rukos kivida kai. Holomondas ki barakadias. If I were you, I would lift up a cry for my destiny. Because it is evident that you are not in the place the Lord has designed you to be. You are not close to that place God has predestined you to be. So it is important that you talk to him now and say, Lord, from this meeting this morning, draw me closer to destiny. Draw me closer to destiny. Lift up a cry to God. Lift up a cry wherever you are. Raise a cry to him this morning. Ekabrandos, ekeborondos, kilabanda. Jekaba babaru de Cassias. Ikada bombos separacandos. Elondo roboshkelemondo skaba barandika. Still, Lord, I am here for an encounter with you this morning. It took only one night for Esther to meet with the king, and the servant girl was turned to a queen just one night. Say, Lord, I am here for an encounter with your glory, for an encounter with your power, for an encounter with your fire. I am here for an encounter, O Lord. Ha. Say, Lord, I am here for an encounter. Do not leave me the way I came. Do not leave me the way I came. May I not go empty-handed. May I not go empty-handed. Hi. Ina no na ne ayada di kilimano na 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 na. Lift up a cry to your Father. Raise a cry to the Lord Almighty. Ha. Di 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 ayada da di 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 di. Ha. We lift up songs to God. Ha. In our understanding, songs of the Spirit from the. We lift up cry to Him, the God of eternal life, the author of eternal life, the eternal King that dwells in light unapproachable. If I were these people, I will raise a cry, because the Spirit of God, even the Spirit of life, is here this morning. Lift up a cry to the Lord. Say, Lord, I am here to encounter destiny. I am here to encounter glory. I am here to encounter your fire. Kai. Jide da 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 di 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 di. Ha. When you hear me make the sounds, I am communicating to the Father spirit to spirit. I like you to communicate to Him spirit to spirit. And it is said that the deep of God calleth to the deep of your soul. And David said that the noise of thy waters, but all the waves of the billows have gone over me. The deep of God is calling to the deep of your soul this morning. Imano na ne la no. Jada da 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 da. Jimando na na ya na 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 na. Say, Lord, my life will not remain the same. My life will not remain the same again. My life cannot remain the same again. Oh, I tell you, if you enter the shrine of a native doctor for something, your life will not remain the same. Because as you are going back with demons. You are going back with demonic spirits. How much more appearing in Zion? Imagine the dimensions of the spirit of glory that will get aligned with your soul. Say, Lord, I've come to your presence this morning. Let it not be like other Sundays. Let it not be like other days. Lord, I have chosen not to go back the same again. You can make a choice. You can make a choice. Men who rose with God, they made a choice. Men who made a mark in destiny made a choice. The woman with the issue of blood, she made a choice. She said, if I can but touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. If the woman did not make that choice, she would have died in that infirmity and never got her healing. You can make a choice for your destiny. You can make a choice for your future. You can make a choice for your tomorrow. And I'm making a choice this morning that today, this very day, I will not go back the same. Because I am here to encounter the Godhead. I'm here to encounter divinity. When humanity encounters divinity, eternal life is given. When the terrestrial encounters the celestial, transformation is begotten. Lift up a cry to the one that is able to save, to the one that is able to help. Because your help can come from nowhere else but from Zion. David said, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord which made the heaven and the earth. Lift up your eyes to the hills this morning. Lift up your eyes. Lift up your eyes in prayer. Lift up your eyes. Can somebody get hungry this morning for God? Can somebody get hungry? Can you behold the emptiness of your soul? You are a witness that your soul is like a valley of dry bones, full of dry bones. You know the emptiness of your soul. You know how inside of you, you feel empty. You feel empty. This is the time for you to download all that is in God into your soul. This is the time to upgrade the version of your soul. Go ahead and talk to the Lord. Say, Lord, give me an encounter this morning. Give me an encounter this morning. Give me an encounter this morning. I will not go back the same. Give me an encounter. The encounter we cry this morning is an encounter with His glory. An encounter with His glory dimension. Okay, at this hour, lift up your two hands. Can you cry to the Father of Spirits? The scriptures call him the Father of Spirits. The one that dwelleth in light unapproachable, God immortal, God eternal, God invisible, the God only wise. Can you raise a cry from your soul and say, Lord, see, I have been empty of you. I'd like you to fill me with yourself. Imagine you don't have an application in your phone. You go and download the application. You download God into your system. Say, Lord, I want to download you into myself today because I have been empty of you. I have been so empty, so dry. Even calling the name Jesus, it amounts to nothing. Imagine the emptiness of the seven sons of Sceva. They saw a demon possessed and said, Jesus, in the name of Jesus whom Paul preached, we are casting you out. The demon looked at these seven sons, these boys that their fathers, their father was a high priest. Their father is like an archbishop today, a general overseer of a mighty denomination. And the demon said, Jesus I know, Paul I know, who are you? Because those men were empty. There are many people that the Jesus they have been calling in prayer has been working nothing because they are empty of God. This is the time to say, Lord, come in. The gate is open. The gate is open. You don't understand the atmosphere you are in. You don't understand the atmosphere that is upon us this morning. If not, you will take advantage of it. There was a stirring at the pool. And any man that could enter first becomes whole. If you can enter, into this pool, into this fountain that is flowing, you will be made whole. Not by chance, but by reality. Lift up those hands and say, Lord, today I will be filled with every dimension of your glory, with every dimension of your fire, with every dimension of your power. I come in a kailan. Get me on video record. Jepon de kaile mondos. Say, Lord, give me an encounter this morning. An encounter with your doxa. An encounter with Shekinah glory. An encounter with Shekinah kabod. Shekinah glory. Shekinah glory. Shekinah glory. Shekinah glory. Shekinah glory. Shekinah glory. Fall. Let the weight of your glory rest in my spirit, man. Let the weight of your glory rest upon my soul. Let the weight rest upon my soul this morning. Say, Lord, I cry for your glory. 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 Let the weight of your glory fall upon me. Let the weight of your glory fall. The weight of your glory. You see, the word kabod is the word for glory in Hebrew. And kabod means weight. The glory of God has weight. Should the glory, should the weight of the glory of God upon your life, it will be evident. It will be visible. Should the weight of his glory rest upon you, it will be visible. Say, Lord, I am calling for the weight of your glory to rest. Let the weight of your glory rest upon my life. And in Jesus' name we have prayed. Have your seat in God's presence this morning. I don't know how they can arrange this seat, but let people sit down here too. Whether they can bring the seat forward, anyway, let people sit down there. I welcome everyone this morning to the presence of God. I'd like you to be rest assured in your spirit that we have not come to see flesh, neither have we come to see blood this morning. We have actually come to see the living one. We have come to see the living one. And under this atmosphere, anything can happen. The Lord will be communicating to us this morning as it pertains his glory. Isaiah said, arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of God is risen upon you. Isaiah said, arise, shine, for thy light has come. Journey with me, Isaiah 60 from verse 1. Isaiah 60 from verse 1. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. From the first Sunday in this month of August, I began to emphasize upon the matters of the glory of God. The glory of God is real. Moses stayed in the presence of God for many days, and the glory of God translated into his soul. The Bible said the children of Israel could not behold the face of Moses again. They told him, "Be gone from us." They could not look at the face of the man Moses, because Moses appeared before God and the glory of God translated into him. Paul writing to the Corinthians and said, the more we behold his word, the more we are translated to that glory, to that image, from one level of glory to another level of glory. The glory of God is real. There are people today that move around but are sponsored by demonic glory. When you stay around them, there is this sensation you have of darkness. You know there is something about them. I tell you the truth, if a chief priest from a shrine comes and stays close to you, whether you have the spirit of God or not, you will perceive something. You will sense something, both spiritually and literally. You may begin to feel cold chills around you, because there is an atmosphere the person carries. There's an atmosphere the person carries. Let's say you see a chief priest now carrying a scepter, a staff, and he's walking with it, and the person comes close to you. You begin to experience this thing they call goose pimple. Your body will be shaking, because you perceive that there is something about this person. Yes, the man is actually carrying a weight, but a weight of darkness. The glory of God is real. And this morning, the Lord will want us to become heralds of his glory. Heralds of his glory. I'd like you to understand that when it concerns the glory of God, it is the display of his divine attributes. The glory of God is the display, is the expression of his divine attributes. When you see somebody expressing the spirit of wisdom from God, he is actually expressing the glory of God. The glory of God, the glory is the expression of the divine attributes of God. Attributes like wisdom, attributes like righteousness, attributes like self-control. If you read Isaiah 11 from verse 1, it talked about those seven spirits of God. It pointed out the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of might, the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of understanding, spirit of the fear of the Lord, and the spirit of God. You find that in Isaiah 11, I think verse 2. All those attributes you see there, they stem from the realm of the glory of God. So God will want us to become heralds of his glory in our generation. When I use the word herald, In other words, I may say emissaries. Another word I can use is ambassadors. Which other contemporary word can I use for you to understand? I think from these three you can pick something. Heralds, emissaries, ambassadors, or representatives. Hallelujah. Now, there is a generation we have found ourselves, and it's a generation that is destitute of the glory of God. Majority of the things you see man do, he does it in the flesh. And the Bible said the carnal mind is in enmity with God and cannot please God. Romans chapter 8 verse 6 said, to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. The glory of God deals with the spiritual. The one that is carnal is far from the glory of God. It is rather anti-glory. So the glory of God is the display of his divine attributes. When someone comes to you for counseling, the person is in trouble. For instance, I remember a young girl from Lagos. I've not seen her face to face. She messaged me last year. Yes. And when the girl messaged me, she told me she's about to get married. That man of God, please pray so that my wedding will make sense. I said, okay, have you fixed the date? She said they're about to fix the date, but they are ready. That I should pray so that the wedding day will make sense. But then while I was talking with her, in my spirit, I felt uncomfortable. And then I asked her, has God told you that this guy will be your husband? He said, it is already settled. I said, what if he doesn't end up being your husband? And then the young girl became afraid. I said, I perceive in my spirit, by the spirit of what they call the gift of the word of knowledge. The word of knowledge is one of the gifts of the spirit. The word of wisdom is one of the gifts of the spirit. The gift of faith is one of the gifts of the spirit. The gift of working of miracles is one of the gifts of the spirit. The gift of prophecy is one of the gifts of the spirit. The gift of discernment of spirit is one of the gifts of the spirit. The gift of diversities of tongues is one of the gifts of the Spirit. The gift of interpretation of tongues is one of the gifts of the Spirit. I just mentioned the 9 gifts of the Spirit according to Paul's letter to the church in Corinthians. So while she spoke that to me, what I expressed was called the gift of the word of knowledge. That is to say, knowing something that is secret. So the Lord spoke to my heart that young man should not marry that girl. So I told her that this young man is not your husband. And then the girl became uncomfortable. I think whether she called me immediately. And in the course of the conversation, I told her that this is how you will know that the Lord is saying you should not enter that marriage. For 3 days, don't communicate with that guy. Go and seek the face of God. And she went 3 days with seriousness. See, I emphasize to people that God is actually locatable. You can find God. But many people don't end up finding him. You know why they don't find him? Jeremiah 29 said something. He said, you will seek me and find me when you shall seek for me with all your heart. The reason why you've not found him since is because it's not because he's not available, but because you have not sought him with all your heart. You have sought him with a divided heart. The time you gather your soul and you begin to search for him with all your heart, you will find him. Everybody that sought God for any situation in the Bible, whether it pertains to healing, whether it pertains to provision, whether it pertains to life transformation, all that sought him found him. And the scripture said in Matthew 7:7, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened. And the scripture went ahead to say, he that asketh receiveth, he that seeketh findeth, to him that knocketh the door is open. The word of God is older than your grandfathers, is older than your ancestors. The word of God cannot fail because of you. If you have not found, you have not sought. He that asketh receiveth. And how will you receive? When you seek with all your heart. James said that double-minded man is unstable in his ways and can get nothing from God. So when you've gotten nothing, 2 things are involved. Either you have been asking with double-mindedness, or either God has provided it, but the time for its manifestation is not come yet. So I'd like you to journey with me. This young girl, I told her that the Lord is saying, this man will not be your husband. Go seek the Lord. And lo, the girl, after 3 days, she came to me after 4 days. Say, man of God, from the last night we talked, I've neither eaten nor drank anything. That was 4 days later. See, she was seeking the face of God for her marriage. She said after the 4 days, the Lord told her to go and look for the guy, that she would see something. And when she saw the guy, she collected the guy's phone and she began to look through the guy's phone and saw that the guy is in over 3 relationships, promising them the same thing that he is promising her, wanting to use her head. Many other things happened that the girl saw that this is not supposed to be her husband, and the girl cut off immediately. Immediately. Now, the word of the gift of the word of knowledge I expressed is a manifestation of the glory of God that saved the life of a soul. So the glory of God is the expression of his divine attributes. Of his divine attributes. Someone is walking to darkness and you give the person an instruction in light and say, this is not the way. Look at the way, follow it. And the person followed that way you said, and the person was saved. You have manifested the glory of God. You have served as a herald. The Lord is raising heralds of glory. 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 The Lord is raising. And the Lord will want you to be in the ranking of these heralds. There are many people God will want to save out there. There are many lives God will want to be restored out there. Isaiah 42 verse 22, it says, this is the people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes. They are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey and none deliverance. For a spoil and none is seen restored. Isaiah 42, 22. The people are many. Are many. You know what a prey is? A cricket is a prey for a wild gecko. If a wild gecko sees a cricket now, close to this light, the swiftness of the wild gecko, you will be shocked. The next thing is to swallow the insect. The insect is a prey. The wild gecko is the predator. So the scripture in Isaiah 42:22 said, this is the people robbed and spoiled. That is to say, robbed and spoiled in your contemporary understanding is looted. These people have been looted. They don't collect what they get. He said, there are people robbed and spoiled. This is the people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes. To be snared in holes means that they fell into a hole that they cannot come out. They are trapped in the holes. He said they are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey. The enemy wants to consume them. And the Bible said, and none deliverance. They are for a spoil. And none is saying restore. The heralds of glory are restorers of the breach. The Lord is looking for vessels that he will use to restore the lives and destinies of people. I know lives and destinies that were restored as a result of them encountering the glory of God upon my life. Concerning the glory of God, it is the display of his divine attributes. Have you begun to experience the manifestation of God's divine attributes in you? Has a spirit of counsel rested upon you? Isaiah 11:2. Has the spirit of might rested upon you? When the spirit of counsel rests upon you, when people come to seek you, they will always find answers. I have one young girl in America. I don't know if she will listen. I think she will hear this message. About 2 years ago, last year rather, Queenette, she had a dream. And in that dream, she became confused. She saw something in the dream that looked like destruction. And then she met one of her friends, Michael, the guy is in Ghana. The guy told her, tell Apostle Christian the dream. God has given him the gift of interpretation of visions. So the girl came to me. So when she told me the dream, the Lord told me to tell her to take 7 days fast. That on the 7th day, something will happen to her. That she will know that the Lord is God. The girl happens to work as a nurse in America. So, on the 7th day of that fast, the girl obeyed the voice. Then on the 7th day, she was driving on a path. And lo and behold, an accident that totally damaged her car on the seventh day. It was not a coincidence. And the girl came out unhurt. Nothing touched her skin. The only issue is that the car is beyond repair. And she survived. And from that season, that thing happened. That was how the young girl now rose to begin to partner with my ministry. The glory of God manifested through me in the place of the gift of wisdom, telling her how she ought to operate, what she ought to do, and she did it. Her life was spared. If not, the young girl would have been 6 feet under the ground. And some people will say, an enemy has done this. But God speaketh. He that to God speaketh. But only few hear. That's why Jesus will always say, he that had an ear, let him hear. Because many have ears, but they don't have ears. This one you have here is not the ear we are talking about. The ear is inside. And many don't make use of it. You see, Jesus doesn't joke with the hearing. That's why immediately Peter cut off the ears of Marcus, the servant of the high priest, when they came to arrest Jesus. Jesus took the ears and fixed it back, because he knows that the hearing is important. And you know, physically, the Lord happens to give us two ears, so that perhaps one does not hear, the other will hear. Instructions in it is life. In instructions, you find life. Many that refuse instructions, they face destruction. Now, I'd like you to know very clearly that the wisdom of God is a manifestation of the glory of God. The knowledge of God is also an expression of the glory of God. I repeat this again. The glory of God is the display of his divine attributes. And according to Isaiah 11, I made mention of another spirit called the spirit of might. What the spirit of might does, that one is the gift of power. You see someone that is demon oppressed, you cast out the devil and the person becomes delivered. That is the operation of the spirit of might, and that is an expression of the glory of God. So God is looking for heralds of his glory. You don't need to be a minister of the gospel for you to be able to cast out devils. You don't need to wear a collar for you to be able to cast out devils. It was less than 1 year when I got born again. I remember one girl, I saw her, and when I looked, that was when Tugo started, Tugo social media app. So while chatting with the girl, I said to her, I'm seeing a python spirit around you. And I was actually seeing it in the realm of the spirit. And then when we met in Owerri, when they brought her to my house, before I began the prayer, I said, before this prayer starts, the ground will become literal fire and you will not be able to stand. And lo, the spirits troubling you will depart. I was less than 1 year in the faith. And then when the deliverance started, that was my first time to hear a demon speaking through a human vessel. Hallelujah. Sorry for the distraction. That was my first time to see a demonic spirit speaking through a human vessel. And the spirit began to tell me how he has journeyed with the girl from the age of 9. That is ready to go now. And then in the name of the Lord, the deliverance was conducted for over 2 hours. And then the spirit was trying to give conditions which we did not really accept. But the spirit finally left the girl, and the girl got delivered. And from that day, how many years ago till now, she's still an evangelist. She came to the kingdom of God and remained in the kingdom of God till this day. That was the manifestation of the gift, the spirit of might, which is an expression of the glory of God. So the glory of God is set to rest upon everyone here. Isaiah 60 verse 1, I read again. Journey with me, Isaiah 60 verse 1. It says, arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Hear me, if the glory of God does not rest upon you, in your generation you will never shine. It is the glory of God that gives you radiance. It's the glory of God that gives you brilliance. It's the glory of God that helps you to radiate light to your generation. You need the glory of God to shine. As the glory of God rested upon Moses, Israel could not behold that dimension. They said, be gone from us. Moses used a veil to cover his face. Arise, shine, for thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. The solution to those issues you have been passing through is the resting of the glory. The glory has not been able to rest. Don't forget the bed that Noah sent out. While the flood was still there, the bed did not find a place of rest. There are many of us, because of the instability of our lives, the glory of God has not been able, which is the spirit of glory, has not been able to find rest. If the spirit of glory can find rest in your life, you will shine in your generation. You will shine in your family. Men around you will see that glory. And that light alone will draw them to the Christ. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen. The glory of God is like a train. Isaiah called it the train of his glory in Isaiah 6. It's a train that carries many products. When favor is walking in the life of a man, it's an expression of the spirit of glory. When a man begins to experience the help of God on many sides, is an expression of the spirit of glory. It's like a train passes and you begin to see heavyweight load. There are loads that cannot pass through the road, that they have to pass through the rail, through the train. Because the weight of the train is not the weight of the average vehicle. So in the train of his glory, there are many virtues. There are many gifts that accompany it. If only the spirit of glory can rest upon you, I tell you the truth, your life will be changed for good. I said the glory of God is the display of his attributes, the display of his perfection. When it concerns man, it is the manifestation of qualities such as the wisdom of God, qualities such as the knowledge of God. Journey with me, Isaiah 11. I'm used to quoting scriptures even without telling people to go there. This is the house of God. Let's journey there. Isaiah 11 verse 1 and 2. And now I'll read in the name of the Lord. Isaiah 11. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse. A branch shall grow out of his roots. Out of your roots, there is something that needs to grow. Look at verse 2. And the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The spirit of the Lord is the bearer of the glory of God. What is the next? And the spirit of wisdom will rest upon him again. The spirit of understanding will rest upon him again. The spirit of counsel will rest upon him again. The spirit of might rest upon him again. The spirit of knowledge to rest upon him again, and the spirit of the fear of the Lord. Any man you see that has the spirit of the fear of God is a bearer of the glory. If you see people that don't have the fear of God, you know that they don't bear the glory at all. The fear of the Lord. Okay, I went for a program in Lagos on Wednesday. I just came back yesterday. I was telling them, it's a different thing to be afraid of God and to fear God. The fear of God is different from you being afraid of God. When you are afraid of God, it is the mark of Gentiles, because the Gentiles call him a hard man. They don't understand his way. He's a wicked God that has been afraid of God. But the fear of God has to do with reverencing God, revering him, honoring him, loving him. I don't know if you understand the two differences. It's two different things. If you're living in sin, you need to be afraid of God. Because the sin, if you don't get delivered from it, if you don't repent from it, it will destroy your soul. And the time you get to hell, you will experience an atmosphere of godlessness. An atmosphere that doesn't have the presence of God at all, of eternal torment. Now, the sinner has to be afraid of God. But the believer has to have the fear of God. It's two different things. You see here, the fear of God is noted here. Look at Isaiah 11, verse 2. Look at it. The last there is and the fear of the Lord. And the spirit of the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The Bible said the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So, when you begin to have the expression of this spirit operating in your life, you are actually manifesting the attributes of the glory of God. God wants you to be a herald of his glory. Let those around you begin to experience the glory of God because of you. Let no sick person be around you and remain sick. The Bible said, is there any that is sick? Meaning that they were so healed, they were so living in health, that they did not expect that anyone was sick. And James said, is there any sick amongst you? Because they had the gifts of healing. Massive healings has been taking place. There's a difference between divine healing and divine health. I prefer divine health to divine healing. Because if I'm in divine health, I don't need healing. But when you don't have divine health, you will need divine healing. These are two different things. So in their congregation, in their assembly, people were living in sound health. And so James asked in James 5 and said, is there any sick amongst you? Okay, if they happen to be, let him call for the elders. Let them pray for him, anointing him with oil. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. So, the Lord will expect you to be a herald. That people around you should not go to hell because of you. When a man comes to Christ, he has come to the glory. I came back from Lagos yesterday. Then my wife was now sharing with me concerning the tailor that sold some of my clothes recently. I think even this one I'm wearing. So the guy happens to be good to a level. So my wife said, people came to the tailor shop. That was yesterday. Is it yesterday or day before yesterday? 2 days ago. People came to the tailor shop 2 days ago. Someone came. I wanted to stab him in his chest or where. So the tailor was trying to prevent the guy. And the knife really cut his palm, that his fingers almost fell off. That the tailor happens to be a cultist. And the person that came to attack him is also a cultist. I was like, is it not this tailor I saw before I traveled? This guy didn't expect that we'll be living that type of life. Now, the guy sold very good clothes for me, that while I was ministering, some of the clothes, as I wore them, I knew I was looking good without anybody telling me. So, it had an appearance of a natural glory. So, when my wife told me, I began to picture and say, imagine assumption. That this guy had sold the clothes that I liked, but yet the glory of God in my life had not been translated to the life of that guy. Had not translated. That is to say, I had not communicated the glory of God to him. I have not communicated the salvation of God to him. What if this guy had died? Abba. I said, what if he had died and I've not spoken to him about Jesus? So because of that, I now said, okay, I will have a target of engaging the young man. So we are heralds of the glory of God in the sense that God wants us to replicate his glory everywhere we are. Even those that are not saved, even those that are your helpers, they need to experience the glory. Arise, shine, for your light has come and the glory of God is risen upon you. If that guy could sew my clothes and as a human, I'm happy about what he sowed, and then I allow the young man to continue in his sin and die and go to hell. The Lord will hold it to me that I had an opportunity to influence this guy, because I know he respects me, and if I speak to him, he will listen. So I say, what if this guy had died? What if he had died? There are many people around you that will go to hell because you did not herald the glory of God to them. That's why God will have you accountable. A particular man that you may not remember his name, but he was one of the disciples. His name is called Andrew. Andrew is the elder brother of Peter, right? Is he the elder or younger? But he's the brother of Peter. Andrew saw Jesus. Andrew did not stop there. Andrew went and called his brother, Simon Peter. Say, come and see him. Simon came to see Jesus. In the rankings in the kingdom, Simon Peter ascended above Andrew. In terms of responsibilities and all that, but Andrew brought him to the kingdom. Imagine if Andrew did not bring his brother in. The Samaritan woman saw the glory of the Christ by the spirit of prophecy. And she went back to her city and told all of them, come see a man. Come see a man. And she threw them to Jesus. And evidently, many lives were transformed as a result of her drawing those people. Now, the Lord is saying, you are a herald of his glory. Draw people to his glory. Draw people to his kingdom. Draw people to know him. Draw people to his kingdom for them to get intimate with him. Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. We are going to pray this morning. Before we pray, I'd like you to see something in Philippians 3:20. The people that listen to my teachings on eternal life and immortality, there will be a record that I love to quote Philippians 3 verse 20. It's one of the scriptures I love to quote so much. Philippians 3:21 rather. Philippians 3, I read 20 to 21. It said, who shall change our vile body that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Rather, I read 20 again. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. Now 20. For it is Jesus that shall change our vile body. The body you are putting on is a vile body. Yesterday I saw on the internet, somewhere in Africa, a particular people that have a tradition of preserving their ancestors. The man was carrying somebody that had been dead for more than 400 years on his body. I don't know the system of preservation they use. He said this man is his ancestor he's carrying. The person had died for more than 400 years. If you see the body, I don't know what they used to preserve it, but if you see it, you start vomiting. So the beauty of the man is vile. The beauty of the natural is vile, in the sense that it is finite, it is corruptible. It has a day for an end. So when you see some of these, your actresses shaking waist and doing that without acknowledging Jesus, that body they are trying to showcase has an expiring date. The human body is a vile body. Look at verse 21 with me. Paul is saying to the Philippians, who shall change our vile bodies? That is, Jesus will change this body we have, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body. There is a glorious body he has prepared for us from the foundation of the world. That is a body that is the immortal body. A body that is dieless. A body that is fadeless. A body that in a billion years it has not lost its quality. That's a body of immortality. That's the promise of the saints. It's a promise of God for God's children. So he's saying he will change our vile bodies. that it may be fashioned like his glorious body. So the very glorious body Jesus had, that type of body, he has prepared it also for the believer. Imagine when Jesus came to the disciples after his resurrection. They were in a meeting like this as we are. They closed the door because of persecution, have been afraid of persecution. And Jesus entered through the wall and said, peace be unto you. They did not see when Jesus entered. He just appeared. He finished with them. He walked through the wall. They were looking at him, more than 500 people. The Bible said that he ascended before them. The law of gravity could not hold water. He was taken bodily. And they saw him ascending to heaven from Mount Olive. Look at 21 again. He said, who shall change this our vile body that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body? So he will give us the kind and the quality of body he has, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things under himself. So the glorious body for the believer is a consummation of all of God's promises for mankind. So any man that enjoys any natural or human dimension of glory and does not enter into the ageless glory realm of God, which is in eternal life and immortality, the man has lost totally. It's a call to fellowship. It's a call to intimacy. It's a call to walk with God. The Bible said that we will arise and shine because our light is come and the glory of God is risen upon us. You will lift up a cry this morning once again. First of all, that the glory of God should rise upon you. When I talk about the glory of God now, look at me please. When I talk about the glory of God now, do you understand me? It's very clear now, right? That when the glory of God rises upon you, you begin to see virtues. You begin to see attributes in display from your life. When you're experiencing that spirit of wisdom, knowledge, counsel, might, fear of God, understanding, those are the display of his glory. When you begin to experience also the gifts and the callings of God, is also an experiencing of his glory. I'd like you to lift up your voice this morning, rise up on your feet, and ask the Lord to arise upon you with his glory. Can you acknowledge that you have been gloryless? You have been without glory. You have been without glory. Say, Lord, my life has been dry. My life has been empty. That my life may be filled with all of your glory. Let my life be filled with your glory. Lift up a cry to God wherever you are hearing my voice. By the reason of the utterance you have had, now you can search yourself and see that you have been empty of the virtues of the divine. Ask the Lord to begin to fill you with virtues. Can you see how foolish you have been in your dealings? How without the spirit of wisdom you have operated? How you need the wisdom of God, which is an expression of his glory. Go ahead and talk to the Lord. If I were you, I will lift up a cry this morning. You can't be like a people without burden. When an utterance comes forth like this, the burden should drive you to prayer. The burden should drive you to prayer. Say, Lord, let my life be filled with your glory. Let my life be filled with your glory. Let my life be filled with your glory. Rise upon your feet if you're not carrying a child, and with your heart. I did not say pray, I say cry. There's a difference between prayer and crying. A cry engages your soul. It engages your entire constitution. The constitution of your being gets engaged in that communication. Lift up a cry to God. Say, Lord, fill me with your glory. Fill me with your glory. Fill me with your glory. Jesus. Fill me with your glory. Fill me with your glory. Fill me with your glory. Come on, na 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 na. Kaya mana na na na. Na 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 na. Jada da da baladi di 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 di. The weight of glory rest. Glory come. Glory come. Somebody say glory come, come, come. Come and tabernacle upon me. Glory come, come. Glory come, 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 come. Come, come, come. Glory of God come. Shekinah kabod come. Ha. Moses cried and say, I want to see your glory, God. If you don't cry for his glory, you will not see it. You will die empty. If you cannot cry for the glory, you will not see it. If Moses could cry for the glory of God, how much you? Moses that would have been a pharaoh in Egypt. Moses that saw prosperity to its climax. Forsook all and began to cry for the glory of God. If you don't cry for glory, glory will not come. If you don't cry for this thing, it will not come. Scripture cannot be broken. It is he that asketh that receiveth. It is he that seeketh that findeth. It is the man that knocketh. It is to him the door will be open. Glory come, come. Glory come, 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 come. Come, come, come. I see some of you, your life is filled with shame. No testimony. No testimony of transformation, and you are okay. And you cannot even raise a cry. It's a dangerous thing that you are in need and you cannot ask. Glory come, 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 come. Glory come, glory come, 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 come. Ye are the weight of your glory come. To my life, come into this temple. My life is a temple of the Lord. Let the glory of God come. Let the glory of God come, 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 come. Let the weight of your glory come. Let the weight of your glory come. Let the weight of your glory come. Come, 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 come. Glory come. Come into my life again. Some of you need the glory of God in your academics. If the glory of God comes in your academics, no, it is not someone that will tell you it has come. Some of you need the glory of God in your finances. Poverty does not bear that glory. Lack does not bear that glory. Psalm 23 verse 1 said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. When the Lord is your shepherd, you will not want. How come you have been wanting? How come you have been in lack? Lord, your glory in all the spheres of my life. In my work with you, in my relationship with you, in my finances, in my family, in the life of my partners in the ministry. Glory, come, come. Come, 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 come. Come, 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 oh. Shekinah glory, come. Shekinah glory. Shekinah glory. Shekinah glory. Shekinah glory. Come, 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 come. Shekinah glory. Shekinah glory. Can you begin to receive the glory of God now? Open your hands. Open your two hands wherever you are. Begin to receive. And the angel of the Lord will begin to minister to you whilst your hands are open. Let the angel begin to minister to you all that you need for life and for godliness. Let the glory of God be minister to you from now on. Imanonane kayabadi shada da 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 balada shada ba ba balada da 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 ya da da ya da shada bela beri da galagadi da. You are few that are really praying, the rest are joking. Jesus said he taught them a parable how that men ought always to pray and not to faint. If I were you, I would pray. The prayer for the now will be a savor to your tomorrow. The prayer made here now will be a restorer for the breach tomorrow. Ha! As your hands are open, let the glory of God rest upon you. Shekinah kabut. Shekinah kabut. Abananananana. This is the rhythm of the spirits. This is the chant of the spirits. Some of you, your families have been without the glory of God. The report from your family has been that of shame, reproach, that of untimely death, negative news coming out of your family on a daily basis. Say, Lord, my family has been destitute of your glory. But Lord, I raise a cry tonight that your glory may come upon my family. Is it not enough that your family has been a point of mockery? Is it not enough that your family has been a point of reproach? Lift up a cry for your family. 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 Shigida no no yadede ya di 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 di. Shabanda la da da ya da 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 ba da. I will arise and shine, for the light has come. My light has come. Your light is going to come here. Oh. In your life, it has been a situation of off-nepa. That is to say, light has not been there. You have not been experiencing light in your life. But the light of life is here this morning. Jesus is the light of life. Say, rise, shine, your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Let the glory arise. Glimano na ne na no na ne na na.
Lift up a cry for the glory of God in your character. Imagine the character you display that doesn't bear the glory of God, that doesn't bear the righteousness of God. Say, Lord, let your glory rest upon my character.
If not this mic in my hand by now, I know what I would have been doing in the place of prayer. Listen, the Holy Ghost is here in this atmosphere. Even for those that will be listening to these messages in any part of the world, the Holy Ghost is in the atmosphere right now. And as long as you can hear, you are under the atmosphere of the Spirit. And there is nothing that cannot be transformed in the atmosphere of the Spirit. It is not by power of might, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. The transformation can come by my Spirit alone, says the Lord. Engage the Spirit of the Lord now as you lift up a cry to Him. Raise a cry. Hear me, everybody, hear me. Listen to me. Look up. Do you know the work of witchcraft? Do you know the ministry of witchcraft? Huh? Do you know the ministry, the essence, and the dynamics of the ministry of witchcraft? Acts 10:38 said how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost with power. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed by the devil. For God was with the Christ. For God was with him. Jesus, the ministry of Jesus is to go about doing good, ministering God and his glory to people. The ministry of witchcraft is the ministry of destruction. It's an anti-glory ministry. I see you, the 33 you are. You don't know there are witches there that are engaged with the place of the altar. That whilst you are sleeping every night, they are communicating with their spirits, ensuring that the glory of God is silenced in their lives within that vicinity. That's how people wake up to accidents, fatalities, wake up to bad news, operations of witchcraft. The Bible said in this Isaiah we read, it said, darkness shall fill the earth and gross darkness to people. It is the ministry of the devil, the operations of witchcraft that brings darkness to the earth. The earth is filled with darkness. Witchcraft is all over the place, manipulating people not to walk in the glory of God. You don't know how much you have been manipulated. Let me tell you, part of the signs that you have been manipulated is that you don't pray. You don't engage God in prayer. You know, you can chat for 5 hours, but you can't pray for 1 hour. Shows that you are being manipulated. To show you that you are a victim. To show you are a victim. You can read stories on Facebook 3 hours, but you can't read Bible for 30 minutes. You are a victim of the manipulation. And what that does is an anti-glory ministry. To shorten, it's not just sin alone.
Bible says, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The operations of witchcraft is to reduce the glory of God drastically from the lives of men. If only God can open your eyes to see the volume of his glory you carry, you see that out of a volume that has a volume that can be increased to 100, you may see that it is just 0.5, not even up to 1. You are going to say, Lord, increase the volume of your glory in my life. Can you recognize that it has been reduced? The glory has been reduced. Drastic reducing. Drastic reducing. That the Lord might increase the volume of his glory. It ought to be increased. Let men see you and see the Lord. Let men see you and see the beauty of the Lord. Isaiah Psalm 48 verse 1, it says, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. In the city of the Lord, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for all situations. The beauty of God ought to be in your life in all situations. Ask him to increase the volume of glory. We may not have the opportunity to pray this prayer again until next week. This is a time for you to lift up the incense. Raise an incense to God. Increase the volume of your glory. Increase the volume. Increase the volume of your glory. Increase the volume of your glory. Say, Lord, the volume of your glory in my life is reduced. It's just like I reduce the volume of this mic and nobody begins to hear me. Your generation will not hear you if the volume of God's glory in your life is not increased. If the mic is reduced, you will not hear me. What you need is the increase of the volume of his glory in your life. Increase the volume of your glory in my life. In my life, in my life. Help me, Lord. In Jesus' mightiest name we pray. Let's rise up on our feet. Just open your hands in the posture of receiving from the Lord. And I decree and I declare for over everyone that is here this moment that you will not just be a herald of his glory, you will not just be a bearer of his glory, but the volume of his glory will increase radically in your life. The volume of the glory of God, the volume of his glory, when I say the volume of his glory, it's all encompassing. In the place of the spirit of wisdom, counsel, in the place of provision, in the place of supernatural supplies, in the place of favors, in the place of alignment with the character and the nature of God, in the place of beginning to look like Jesus, the volume of his glory is increasing now. The volume is increasing. Bless the Lord, you his angels that excel in strength, that do his command, hearken to the voice of his word. Are they not ministering spirits sent forth to minister to them that shall be heirs of salvation? According to Hebrews 1, 7 and 14, it said they are ministering spirits sent forth to minister to them who shall be heirs of salvation. Let the angel of the Lord begin to minister glory now. Jesus prayed at Gethsemane and the angel of the Lord came and strengthened him for the assignment of the cross. Let the angel of God begin to strengthen you with the glory of God. You see, they are not even saying amen like they believe it. They are not saying amen like they believe it. They are not saying amen like they believe it. They are not saying amen like they believe it. And lo, an angel is standing by your right hand, increasing the volume of the glory of the El Shaddai in your life. The glory is increasing. Increasing glory, increasing glory, increasing glory. And from here this day, you will walk out of this place as a herald of the glory of God. All around you, the Bible said,
darkness shall fill the earth and gross darkness the people. But there is a but for you. He said, but the Lord shall arise upon you. He will not enter. He said, and his glory will be seen. Your friends, your neighbors, those around even your family will begin to see the glory of God in your life. They'll begin to see it. They'll begin to see it on all sides. The manifestations of the doxa of God. The manifestation of the kabod, that is the weight of his glory. The manifestation of Shekinah glory from the crown of your head to your the sole of your feet. It begins to rest as a weight. The glory of God carries you. That as a result of the glory you are carrying, you will be invincible to the works of darkness. Invincible in the sense that when they are operating, it cannot get to you. Because there is something in you that is greater than that which is in the world. And let this be so.
Now you are blessed by this eternal word from God Almighty. For more anointed audio messages from Apostle Christian Woke, visit us at www.gagsermons.com or send us a message on WhatsApp with +234 7032 469 360. God bless you.